Hymns from Home. Greetings, friends. We invite all of you to join with us for another program of old-time, old-style hymns. We'd also like to suggest that you settle back and relax as much as possible and let this old hymn music chase your cares away. Here, then, are the good old-fashioned and your favorite Hymns from Home. Friends, we have a very familiar old hymn to start our program. It's titled, I Will Sing the Wondrous Story.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Of he left his hope in glory on the cross of Calvary.
And now from the quartet, Christ is captain of the mighty throng.
From the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm everyone, press your cause upon his holy word. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty throng. O thou God of all, hear us when we call, help us one and all by thy grace. When the battle's done and the victory won, may we wear the crown before thy face. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty throng.
Friends, we have a battlefront story for you today. We think it's an unusual story because it shows that troops of the United Nations have not lost sight or forgotten a basic principle of humanity, the compelling duty of protecting the weak and the helpless. On the Third Army front in France, soldiers of an infantry division eyed a bleak chateau in no man's land and waited for night to fall. Their observation had reported that the old chateau was being used as a shelter for 81 children. With the dark of evening, the infantry selected a volunteer baby patrol composed of a French captain, an American officer, and 10 GIs. The chateau stood 1,000 yards from the American front, deep in the no man's land that separated our troops from the Germans. In the cover of darkness, the baby patrol slipped across its forward line and sloshed its way through 1,000 yards of rain-swept marsh. The volunteer squad of Good Samaritans found their information to be entirely correct. There were 81 youngsters in the old chateau. The oldest was only 6, and the youngest a mere 2 years old. Besides being badly frightened, they were without shoes and only half clothed. Each man picked up 2 of the youngest toddlers, and the rest were shepherded into a group to be guided back across the marsh. But the trip back was not easy. Some noise was unavoidable, and the Germans were quick to respond to their suspicions. They opened up on the marsh with artillery and mortar fire. The baby patrol didn't dawdle. It passed its youngsters across a creek. It kept the group together in spite of the darkness and the terrifying noise of artillery. And it arrived behind the lines in safety. Not one child or soldier had been hurt or so much as scratched. We want to thank Private First Class Clarence Melton, APO 650, and his friend Corporal Jack Chitwood for their very kind letter to this program. Right now, however, the quartet is ready to sing An Old-Fashioned Meeting.
Oh, how well I remember in the old-fashioned days when some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned ways. In the old-fashioned meetings as they tarried there, in the old-fashioned manner how God answered their prayer. Was an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner I began to and save me in the old-fashioned way. There was singing, such singing of those old-fashioned airs. There was power, such power in those old-fashioned prayers. An old-fashioned conviction made the sinner pray, and the Lord heard and saved him in the old-fashioned way. Well, they say it is better, things have changed, don't you know, and the people in general seem to think it is so. And they call me old-fashioned when I dare to say that I like it far better in the old-fashioned way. 'Twas an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way. 'Twas an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner I began to pray, and God heard me and saved me in the old-fashioned way.
Friends, we have just a few seconds to remind you of our address. We hope many of you will somehow find the time to write a note or a card. Anything at all you want to write will be appreciated. Just address Hymns from Home, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Thank you. And now, a final hymn from the choir.
The service of Jesus, true pleasure affords. In him there is joy without an alloy. 'Tis heaven to trust him and rest on his word. It pays to serve Jesus each day.
It pays to serve Jesus, it pays every day. It pays every step of those day by day. Oh, the pathway to glory may some
goodbye, and Godspeed. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.